This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Next up is Ed in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Hi, Ed.
Hi, Hank. How are you?
I'm good.
Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I was wondering if the Bible gives us any guidance on cremation, or is that just like tradition-based?
Well, the Bible favors burial, which is to say the reason we bury is because in a biblical worldview, we reverence the body because the Christian faith is very physical. It's not platonic. We believe in the physical resurrection of the dead. And so burial becomes an opportunity to say to people that this body will be resurrected immortal, imperishable, incorruptible, that the DNA for the resurrected body is in the body you now see. It's not going to be an altogether different body, but the blueprint resides in the body we now have. So burial is a picture of resurrection and becomes a graphic opportunity at death to talk about the Christian worldview, the centerpiece of which is the physical resurrection of believers. And again, that is why we bury as opposed to cremate. Now, you can cremate as long as you separate cremation from its Eastern underpinnings and as long as you use the opportunity to draw the biblical analogy of the physical resurrection out to its logical extension so that people understand the biblical worldview at the very point that they're most open to listening to the gospel.
Okay. So are there some specific, scriptural references in there I could review?
In the New Testament, Paul equates baptism with both burial and resurrection. Furthermore, burial symbolizes the promise of resurrection by anticipating the preservation of the body. Cremation, on the other hand, symbolizes the pagan worldview of reincarnation. So resurrectionists look forward to the restoration of the body. Reincarnationists look forward to being relieved from their bodies. So you can point to passages like Romans 6, but it's the entirety of Scripture that points to resurrection. That's the centerpiece of a biblical worldview.
For more Ask Hank episodes or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.